Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Samach Gimel, the day 63b, but we are on the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to tell us a story. So Amar Rav Safar says, Rabbi Abo Hava Mishtois, Rabbi Abo was speaking and telling over the following incident. Kishiyar Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Lagolas, when Chanina, who was the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, went down to Galus. So he was making the Jewish calendar. He was determining when there's going to be a leap month, leap year, and everything along those lines. He was doing this in Chutz La'aretz, which is normally not allowed. We're going to see that in a little bit. So the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael saw what was happening, and they said, this is really not good. So they sent down two Talmidei Chachamim to go and rebuke him and make him stop changing the calendar in Chutz La'aretz. So when he saw these people come in, so when Chanina saw these two Talmidei Chachamim come, so he said, Lama Basim, so what do you guys come for? So they said back, Amrulei Lilmo Torah, but we came to just to study Torah, to study your Torah, to learn from you. Hichriz Aleim, so Rabbi Chanina got up that day and made an announcement. He said, Anashim Halalu Gedoli Ador Heim Ba'avoseim Shimshu Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want to just come in and start accusing him, so they wanted to build some street cred. So they went to him and told him we're here to learn, and Rabbi Chanina made this whole announcement that these people are amazing people, and their forefathers served in the Beis HaMikdash. These are legit Talmidei Chachamim. As we learned in a Mishnah that Zechariah ben Kavuta was the grandfather of one of these Talmidei Chachamim, so he would read Sefer Daniel in front of the Kohen to keep him awake. This was one of the services that he did in the Beis HaMikdash. He's a real chash of a guy. These are real good Talmidei Chachamim. So then all of a sudden, Hisklehu Metame Behemetan. So Rabbi Chanina started going and giving psak and saying, this is Tame, and then these other two Talmidei Chachamim would say, actually, it's really Tahar. Hu Oser Behematir. He would then go ahead and say, Rabbi Chanina would say, this was such and such is forbidden, and they would say, actually, it's going to be Mutter Hichr Zalim. So then he made an announcement the next day. He said, remember what I said yesterday? Forget it. Anashim Halalu Shal Shavim Shel Tohuim. These men are of no use. They don't know anything. They are not legit. So Amru Lo. So they said to him, Kfar Bonisa V'iata Yachol Listor. It's too late. You already built us up. You can't just go and knock us down now. Kfar Gadarta V'iata Yachol Lifros. You made us strong. You made us a fence, and now you can't breach it anymore. You have made us good, so you can't change the other people's opinions of us once you gave us this glowing introduction as you did the previous day. Amar Lahem, so he said to them, so why are you doing this to me? Why everything that I say is Tameh, are you saying that it's going to be Taharani, Osir Vatemet Matiyarim? Everything that I say is Osir, you are saying that's Mutzer. What are you trying to go against me for? So Amar Lahem, so they said to him, it's because you're going and making the calendar in Chutz La'aretz. This is something that's done in Eretz Yisrael. What are you trying to do? Amar Lahem, so he said to them, Alo Akiva ben Yosef, but Rabbi Akiva, if you look in different situation, the Mishnah Nivamos tells us that he was establishing the months and the calendar outside of Eretz Yisrael. So if he could do it, so could I. So Amrulos, they said to him, Hanach Rabbi Akiva Shalom Yiniach Kimoso Be'Eretz Yisrael. Don't get involved in this situation of Rabbi Akiva, because there was no one in Eretz Yisrael who was even close to his stature. So that's why he was able to do it even outside. But here, this is not the situation. So Amrulam, Rabbi Chanina said back, well, actually, Afani Lo Yinachti Kimosi Be'Eretz Yisrael. Me too. I there's no one like me in Eretz Yisrael. Now, he wasn't necessarily saying this out of arrogance. He has to be honest. But when he left, at the time that he left, many years before, there was no one that's on his level. So Amrulos, they said back to him, Gidayim Shehinachta Nasu Tiyashim Bali Karnayim. They said, it's true, when you left, maybe people were on such a great level, but you've been away for a while now, and people continue to learn, and these little kid goats that you left behind have become real rams with horns. Meaning, these little yeshiva bachram have continued learning nonstop, and now they are the postgame. They are really legit. So there are some great people in our Shavim Shigrunu Etzlacha, and they are actually the ones who sent us to go and go against you. V'chein Amrulano, and they also said, L'chuvim Rulo Bishmenu, go and tell this to him in our name. Im Shomei Amutav, if he listens to us, great. V'im Lav Yehe Benito, and if not, we have to excommunicate him. V'amrulachinu Shabagola, and furthermore, it goes even deeper than that. Im Shomen Mutav, they said, the Chacham said to say to Rabbi Chanina, if he listens to us, great. V'im la, but if they don't listen to us, Yalu lahar, Achya Yivne, Mizbeach, Chanina Yenagin, Bechinor, V'yichabru kulam, Yomru in lahem chelot be'elokei Yisrael. He said, once you're at it, once you're doing this, just throw everything away. Just get up on the har, which is symbolic of Avodah Zarah, and have them doing all this bad type of stuff. And you may as well just get up and pronounce that we don't care about God and his people. We don't want any chilek in terms of the God of Israel. So miyad, so the people heard about this. They say, go, koam, v'priya. Everyone started crying. Everyone in the gola started crying. They said, nova, amru, chasu shalom. Chasu, of course we want a yeshonu chilek b'lokei Israel. Of course we want a portion of Hashem. We're not trying to cause any problems. We'll stop doing this. The Kol Kach Lama. So now, what was the huge deal? What's the problem that Rabbi Chanina is going and establishing the calendar outside of Eretz Yisrael? Mishum Shenemar Kimi Tzion Tzei Torah Undvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Because the pasuk tells us that this is supposed to be rooted in Eretz Yisrael, in Tzion, in Yerushalayim, and that's really what it's supposed to come from, not from Chutz La'aretz. Now the Gemara goes on to question these other two Talmidei Chachamim, and there, questioning and attacking Rabbi Chanina. Bishlamu hu mitar vehe mitam l'chumra. So if you were going to say that Rabbi Chanina said something's tahor and they said that it's tamei to be machmir, okay, I can understand that. Hu mitam vehe mitarim hechehave. How are they allowed to go and say something is going to be tahor when he said that it's aser? V'hatani, but we have a brisa which says chacham shetime in chaviru rasha gatar, that if a real talmud chacham says that something is tamei, so his colleague is not allowed to go and say that it's tahor. Asar in chaviru rasha gatir. If someone really looks in the sugya and paskets, makes a psach that it's going to be aser, so they can't then go ahead and say that it's going to be mutter. So how can they have done this? So answer the Gemara, kasari kiyichidlo nigraru basre. So the reason why they had to do this is because they didn't want people to follow after him. They wanted to make sure to kind of discredit Rabbi Chanina, so that way they wouldn't follow his calendar. So they felt in this situation, we would be allowed to do it to go ahead and save future rulings. Maybe this is connected to Eis Lasos Lashem, if you're sure secha, as we've been pointing out on the few Amudim before, where sometimes we have to make rules to go ahead and save the future of Torah. Now the Gemara goes into a bit of a different story. So Tana Rabbanan Rabbi Sonat Sarbaisa. Kishenechnesu Rabbosinu L'Kerem B'Yavna. So when our Chachamim went to Kerem B'Yavna, this was a great place of Chachamim, the vineyard of Yavna. Hayusham Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Nechamim v'Rabbi Lazar b'no shel Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So there were these Chachamim who were tremendous Chachamim, and they each delivered interesting words. So possible kulam bechor achsani v'darsha. So they each went and gave drushas in honor of their host in Kerem B'Yavna. So Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Rosh HaMidabrim Mechol Makom Mechol Torah V'Darash. So Rabbi Yehuda, who was the spokesperson for the Jewish people, the Gemara and Shabbos explained this because he was very good with government officials. So Rabbi Yehuda, who was the spokesperson, he got up and made the first drush. And he said, Umoshi Yikach HaSa'ol V'Nata Lo Michotz L'Machan. Right after the Chayit HaEgel, so Hashem was very upset with the Jewish people, and Hashem said that he is not going to travel with the Jewish people anymore. He's going to send angels instead. So Moshe said, I'm also going to distance myself from the Jewish people, and I'm going to move the tent outside of the general camp and move it to a different place and make the Olam Moed there. And anyone who wants to study Torah is going to have to travel all the way to this farther version of the Oav. Alo Dvarm Kal V'Chomer. Uma Aron Hashem. And just as the Aron, where the people would travel to go and study Torah, Shalaya Merucha Kal Shnei Masar Mil, where it was only 12 mil away from their houses, Amra Torah V'Yakom Mevakesh Hashem Yetzei Elo El Moed. The Torah says that anyone who was a Mevakesh Hashem, anyone who would seek Hashem, would go out there to the Oav Moed. Talmidei Chachamim, so Torah Scholar, Shehocha Me'iru Le'iru M'dina L'm'dina L'mal Torah. So these Talmidei Chachamim who are traveling and giving shurim in all different types of cities and states and whatever it may be, and traveling to go and learn Torah in the best possible way, alachas kama v'kama. All the more so, they are going to be described as mevakshei Hashem, as seekers of Hashem. This was the praise that Rabbi Yehuda was giving to Talmidei Chachamim in front of the people of Yavne. Once we mentioned these psukim, so the Gemara goes on to darshan a few more of those psukim from the post-Eagle experience. So v'diber Hashem el Moshe panim apanim. So Hashem would speak to Moshe face to face. And Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, what does this mean? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe ani ve'ata nazbir panim b'halacha. Moshe, me and you are going to teach each other and show each other the halachos with a kind face. This is based on the Gemara in Tainis, which says that you can only really acquire Torah when your Rebbe is showing you a kind face. So basically, Hashem was saying, I'm going to teach you the halachos. Yikad Amri, another version of what this pasuk is telling about. Kach Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. This is what Hashem was saying to Moshe. K'shem Shani hisbarti lecha panim, just as I have been nice to you in teaching you Torah. Kach Atah hisbir panim liYisrael v'hachzer ha'olam komo. Just as I've been nice to you and taught you Torah, so too you have to be nice to all of the Jews and move the Ohel Moed from far away from the camp back into the center of the camp. You have to move it back. The Gemara explains why this would be the case. V'shavel ha'machana. So the pasuk says that Moshe would return to the camp. Amar Rabbi Yibo. Rabbi Yibo says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Achshav yomru ha'rav b'kas v'tamid b'kas. People are going to say that I'm angry at the Jewish people. Obviously, they just committed the Chet HaEgel, and I'm not traveling with them anymore necessarily. So people know that I'm upset. They're also going to say that Moshe is upset because he moved the Olam Moed out. And Yisrael, Matehe Alem. So what's going to be of the Jewish people? There's no hope. They feel like if Moshe's mad at them and Hashem's mad at them, they're done. So if you move the Olam Moed back, then fine. But if you don't move it back, then I'm going to replace you. You are going to lose your job as the leader, and Yeshua is going to take over. And following this conversation, Moshe said, okay, I get your point. I will move it back. And he moved it back. Amar Rava. Rava says, even when Hashem says something, I'll deny, like Yeshua will become leader if you do not do something. So even though Moshe did it, but since Hashem even mentioned the words, this happened, and Yeshua became the leader. Now, back to the opening remarks that Rabbi Yehuda was making in Kerem B'Yavna. So Rabbi Yehuda also opened in the honor of the Torah and said the following words again. So the following pasuk, which is in Dvarim, tells us, Haskes, and listen, Jewish people, on this day you have become a nation. But on this day was the Torah really given to the Jewish people? When was this pasuk said? This pasuk was said right before the Jewish people were going into Eretz Yisrael, right after 40 years in the Midbar, they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the pasuk pasuk says Moshe is giving a speech and he says, on this day you guys are going to become a nation. But ask the Gemara, this is that we became a nation at Matan Torah. We're not becoming a nation just when we're going to Eretz Yisrael. So yom sof arbaim shanahaya. This was at the end of 40 years in the Midbar. Rather, what it's coming to teach us is that every single day that we learn Torah, it's as dear to us as the day that we accepted it from Har Sinai, and that's why even on this 40th year, that day's learning Torah is as if we're accepting it from Har Sinai, which is why it could be as if we're becoming a nation on that day. Amar Bitancham Rabbi Chaya Ish Kfar Ako Teda. You should know Shari Adam Kori Kriyashma Shachris Varvis. How do we know that every single day is like a new Matan Torah? Because a person reads Shema morning and night. And let's say he forgets to say it one night. It's as if he never repeated Kriya Shema in his life, because consistency and momentum is something which is so key. And you just miss one day, it's as if you missed so much. So we see that every single day is like a new Matan Torah. So now we go further into this pasuk. Haskes, what does this word haskes mean? Asu kitos kitos v'isku batoras. Rabbi Yehuda went on, and he said that this word is teaching us that you need to have groups of Torah. When you're learning Torah, you should have groups, and you should have a chavrusa. Lefi she'ein ha-Torah niknes ela b'chabur, because the only way that you can acquire Torah is through studying with a group, with a chavrusa. Kid Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, as Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina says, Dam Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina ma'idiksev cherev el abadim no v'no alu. So what's this pasuk mean? Cherev al sonem. So there's a sword against, this is a euphemism for the actual Talmidei Chacham. So it's a sword against Talmidei Chacham, Sheyoshvim Bad Bebad Ve'oskim Batorah, who sit alone and learn by themselves. Lo od elamit chemitapshim. This also makes them foolish, because then they make mistakes and there's no one there to correct them. Ksiv Hacha V'no Alu, it says over there, V'no Alu, Ksiv Hasa Masher No Alnu. And it says over there by Aaron and Miriam, when she told Lashon Hara about Moshe, it says Asher Noalnu Velo Od Ela Shechotim. But not only that, they're going to sin as well. Shenemar Vasher Chatanu Iba Yisem Mamehacha Noalu Sharei Tzon. So different sources for how we know that we have to make sure that we go ahead and learn as part of a group. Davar Acher, another thing that this may mean. Haskesu Shema Yisrael Katsu Atzmechem Al Divrei Torah. What you need to do is you need to grind yourself down over the words of Torah. Make sure to put in effort, and that's how you're going to acquire the words of Torah. Kidam Reish Lakish like that. Kidam Reish Lakish like that, which Reish Lakish says. Dam Reish Lakish, Minayin Shein Divrei Torah Miskayim El Bimishem Mimisatzmo on that. How do we know that Torah is only retained over someone who, by someone who kills themselves over, if someone who really works hard? Shenemar V'zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamus Ba'ohel. Good, now another explanation of what this word Haskes means. Davar Acher, another thing, Haskes Ushma Yisrael, Has V'Acher Kach Kases. So you should be silent while listening to the lesson, and then afterwards, go and work it through and grind it through and really go be in. Kidrava damarava li olam yomodan torah v'achar kach yege. You should make sure to cover some ground first and then go ahead and go in depth. But you have to know stuff before you're going to go in depth on anything. You got to know. So you can make sure to do bikiyas and then in. So that way you know a lot and then you are able to properly analyze it knowing all the facts. Now, the Gemara continues on this theme of working hard for Torah. Amar deber Rebbe Yanai. Ma'idiksev ki mitzcha lav yotzi chemo mitzaf yotzi dam u mitzapayim yotzi riv b'mish ata motzi chema shel Torah. So what this pasuk means is, who are you going to find the butter of Torah with? Who's Torah going to last with? Misha meki chalav shiyanak mishteimo aleha. For someone who is throwing up the breast milk of their mother, basically means someone who is working so hard on Torah, that is someone who is going to succeed, that is someone who is going to retain their Torah. Mitzaf Yotzi dam, and then the pasuk said, and the squeezings of anger yield blood. What does this mean? Kol tamid shekoyis alav rabo pam rishon v'shosek. So anytime, let's say their teacher gets upset with them, and they just stay quiet, they take it, they don't go and storm out and say, how could you do this to me? They just take whatever rebuke they're getting. Zokal hafkin min dam tamay letam tar. They're going to be able to distinguish between dam tamay and dam tar. They are going to become a tam and chacham. Then the pasuk said, mitzapayim yotzi riv, that the squeezings of double anger, those yield dispute. So what does this mean? Kol tamid shekoyis alav rabo pam rishon v'shosek. So if it happens twice that your Rebbe yells at you or whatever it may be, you're being rebuked, you're being taught, and you don't take offense and you just accept it and move on and learn from it, you're going to merit to be able to tell the difference between Dinei Mamonos, Dinei Nefashos. You're going to be able to become a Dayan. You're going to have tremendous success in Talmud Torah. If not, how do we know this? Because of the following Mishnah, Bava Basra. Rabbi Shmuel says, Harocha Shishlakim Yasuk Dinei Mamonos. If someone wants to become wise, they should focus on Dinei Mamonos. Shein Lecha Mikzua Batori, Yosher Mehen, Shein Kemaya Noveas. Because there's nothing harder than dealing with Dinei Mamonos, because there's so much there. There's so many factors involved. So if someone wants to become a Chacham, you're going to study that. So if you're able to take this rebuke from your Rebbe, it's going to be a good thing. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, my diksev. What does the pasuk say? Im navalta bihisnase v'im zamos yad lepeh. So what does this pasuk mean? So says the Gemara, kol min abalas mal divrei Torah sofol lihisnase. So anyone who's willing to shame themselves over the words of Torah, they are going to become great at the end. This means someone who's not embarrassed to ask questions that may sound silly. It doesn't matter. You got to ask. You got to be able to get over yourself, and that's how you are going to gain immense knowledge. Rimzamam Yad Lepeh. But if you do quiet yourself down and you are embarrassed, then you're not going to know anything. You're going to be Yad Lepeh. Someone's going to ask you a question. You're going to cover your mouth because you're not going to know what to say. So this was all part of Rabbi Yehuda's opening statement in Yavne. So Rabbi Nechemiah then opened his mouth and tried to give a good drusha for the hosts in Karen B'Yavne. So my Yisiv, what's that which is written? The Pasuk says, so the Pasuk says that what's happening here is Shaul is going to fight the Amalekim, and the Kenim are all there. The Kenite people are all there, and he's giving them a warning. He's saying, we're about to enter this war with the Amalekim. We're going to kill all of them. You guys are going to die. You should get out of here and make sure that you stay safe. And why was he doing this? He was doing this because the Kenim are the family of Yisro, and we have Akar Satov to them because they took in Moshe. So we wanted to do chesed like to them, just like they did chesed us. Because it's not a kavachomer. Umay Yisro, just as Yisro shalom karav Moshe, ela gechvod atzmo, Yisro only brought Moshe for his own honor. And kach, and we see that the chesed that we have to go ahead and do for these people, even though he only did this chesed for Talmud Chacham because he wanted to do it for himself. So therefore, ha-me'arech Talmud Chacham b'soch beso, u'ma'achilo, mashkeo, ma'haneo, min chasav, alachas kam v'kam. So someone who takes the Talmud Chacham to their house and treats them nicely, feeds them, gives them something to drink, gives them hana, whatever it may be, so all the more so they are going to be blessed with a tremendous amount of chesed. Now the Gemara goes to the opening words of Rabbi Yossi. Pasach Rabbi Yossi b'chorach sanei v'dar. So Rabbi Yossi then got up to speak in front of Karim Yavne. He said, "Lo zayv adom mikiachichahu, lo zayv mitriki gera yisa be'arzo." So the pasuk says we're not supposed to reject someone from Edom or someone from Mitzrayim. Alo dvarim kavachomer, is it not a kavachomer? Ma Mitzrim, just as the Mitzrim shlo kervo Yisrael el torach atzman. So when they initially took us in with Yosef and the brothers, they only took us in for their own good because they saw how amazing Yosef was. They said, "Oh my gosh, now we get 11 of these people. This is going to be amazing. We're going to be a booming economy." Shenem arvim yadat v'yishbam. So if they're getting rewarded and we can't treat them poorly because of the chesed they did for us when they did it in that type of way, so all the more so if we're treating Talmidei Chachamim nicely, we are going to be rewarded in a tremendous fashion as well. This is Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.